somebody came to the door and you were still asleep, Tommy might say, well, he's still sleeping, I'll have to go
get him up. She might say wake him, but I don't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you want me to get him up? Get up.
Mm-hmm. If somebody can't hear anything at all, you'd say they were stoned.
Yeah.
And if you've been working hard, you take your wet shirt off and say, look how I
sweat through, or how I sweated.
The sores, they don't think people get them anymore. They used to get these big sores that were
balls.
Yeah.
Carbuncles.
Yeah.
Carbuncles, yeah, that's a good word.
And when a boil or a carbuncle would open, the stuff that drains out would be called
pus.
What about people don't get those anymore?
Well, that's a good question. I asked the doctor one day that.
Yeah. You really don't hear them much.
Hell, I used to get them when I was a kid.
I had them when I was a child. Yeah.
I think, oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. Well, what do you call the stuff that forms under a blister? You may not have an idea.
Huh. Water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you usually say. Now, if you got...
It's serum's what it is.
Oh.
It is. It's serum.
What is it? More biology. Okay, you might say, a bee stung me and my hand...
I wouldn't say swollen. I'd say swollen. Swollen up,
bee. So funny. In a war, if somebody got shot, they'd say they had a bullet.
Well,
have you ever heard of something called, this has to do with wounds and things, called proud flesh when you were a child?
Yeah.
Is that what they got?
Yeah, proud flesh to me would be like if you had a wound and it started growing back together and you had a hump up.
Oh.
And it was going it was surplus.
Mm-hmm.
And if it grew, it was going to be like a little flap area, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to cut it off because it was proud flesh. It was skin that wasn't going to be right, or it was going to have to die off, be cut off something because it was up and out of the way.
Mm-hmm. If you had a little cut on your finger, you might have to paint it with some brown stuff that would sting, you'd call it. And there was what they used to give people for malaria, or, well, for chills, I think they did the same.
Quinine.
Now, if somebody was shot and they didn't recover, you'd say that he... Do you know some ways they used to say that? Instead of saying he died, to make it kind of softer or something, they'd say.
Oh, he passed.
Yeah.
Passed on.
Yeah.
He didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone to his reward.
Yeah. How about any funny ways of saying it?
Look at the stars.
Oh, well, I never heard that. Did you hear people say anything to do with kicked, like?
Yeah, kicked the bucket.
If you didn't know the cause.
Yeah,
that was common.
Yeah, back when I was a kid, it was.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, I don't know what he
died from.
I don't know what he died. And the place where people are buried is the
cemetery.
And the box that people are buried in.
Coffin or casket.
And a ceremony when somebody has died is a
funeral.
And if people are all dressed in black, you'd say they're dressed in.
So they're mourning clothes.
Mm-hmm. If you met somebody on the street and you were just feeling about average and they said, how are you feeling? You'd say.
Okay.
If somebody was troubled about something, you might say,